Okay, we're starting six lines from the top. Lam Gil Mom Aleph. Tan Rabbanan. Yavshu Roif Olav, Vinishar Bushleisha Badi Olin Lachen, Kasher. So the Braisa says that if most of the leaves dried out, but on the top of each stem, of each piece of hadas, there are three moist leaves, Kasher. So actually, Vamar Vichista, Reish Kalach Vadecha, Reish Vichista says it has to be on the top. So the Braisa says that it has to have three leaves. Because it says it has to be on the top. So this is the picture.
By the way, the badayos are twigs, stems.
Right. Okay, so this is the. Here, right, so this is the picture. On the top of each one is the moist one. Okay. So Akbar Baiter. Niktam Roishai. So the Mishnah said that if the top of the hadas is cut off, the Mishnah said, Niktam Roishai, if it's Olav, I should remove Olav, puzzle. Okay? So the Mishnah says it's puzzle if the top is cut off. Tani, you learned in a Braisa, Ulubar Chinana, Niktam. It's a chiddush. Okay? If the top is cut off, but it grows on it this tamra, it's like a green fruit. And Rashi says that the women would use it to dye their scarves. And I don't think we have a picture of it. Oh, so we have a picture of it right here. Right? Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
So basically what happens is that it started regrowing. So it removes the chasaran of Niktam Reishai. So the price, so Ulubachinna says it's kosher.
I don't know if it removes or if it touches that it's a new one.
Right.
Because otherwise it'll be partial from year to year. Because it's Niktam Reishai last year. When you cut it off.
Yeah. So, and it grew or didn't grow?
Yeah, next year it grows new. So you right. See that Niktam Roshai when it grows is okay.
Right.
Otherwise it'd be possible year to year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so,
this is Avis? This term is Avis? I mean, that's
yeah. It work. Yeah, it would work as Avis. You're saying it's not covered, that part?
I'm just saying Rashi calls it a pre, right?
Yeah.
So then
are you saying it's a pre or not? So the mice, we know that if you leave it growing, as I was saying, if you leave it growing, it's going to grow into a regular hadas leaf. Rashi is saying that at the beginning it's a little thicker, so that's why it has appearance of a pre instead of a leaf. Fine. By Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asks a lamedish question like this: Niktam Roishim Erev Yontif. So let's say when Yontif started, it was still Niktam Roishim, it's still Dachasarin. But also by tamra bi yontif, and the tamra grew on yontif. Okay, so that means when yontif started, it was pasul. Now on yontif, it's reintroduced as kosher.
And talking about tzniksa, it grew when it was talish.
Yes. Right. So mahu, what's the din? So what's the scenario he explains? What's he saying? Yesh dichle etzel mitzvahs or loy? Do we say yesh dichle etzel mitzvahs or not? So dichle etzel mitzvahs is a concept that we use by karbanos. That once the karban was near a benitchis, that it was deemed suitable for a karban, but then deemed unsuitable. They wanted to bring it for a karban and then decided not. It's nitcha, it's pushed off. Once it's pushed off, there's yesh dichle by karbanos, and you can't use it anymore. Okay? So here, by the hadas, when you had it, it was ineligible. When yontif started, it was pasul. Now it's reintroduced. Now it's renewed. Now it's better, and you want to use it on yontif. So is that okay or not?
I don't understand. In chol, we don't call it dikun, because otherwise the tamara wouldn't help. Tamara wouldn't help. So you see, the chol is not called dikun. So why should the yontif should be called dikun?
Again.
You see that if it grew b'chol, the tamra,
it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So you see, it's not called nitcha b'chol. So why the Shabbos should be called, the Yom Tov should be called Netzach?
Because the Chol is not, is just the middle of the year, right?
Like, no, the Chol means in Chol HaMoed. What's he talking about that the Gemara group?
We're talking about Erev Yom Tov means before Yom Tov started. Right? Before Yom Tov started, it didn't have this Tamra. On Yom Tov, it got this Tamra. Let's assume we're talking about the first day Yom Tov.
Okay, but we're talking about Yikdim Rosh, also Tamar Kasha. So what's he talking about? Only Erev Yom Tov, or he's talking about even Chol HaMoed?
Let's assume Erev Yom Tov for now, just to keep things simple. That's whether we want to apply it to the Chol HaMoed is a different story.
Okay.
But right now we have Erev Yom Tov. Nikdam Rosh Hashanah Erev Yom Tov.
How can you call it Bichur? Nitcha, it's a new thing. It's a new thing.
Right, that's what the Gemara says.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the original Ula. Where was Ula going? Anyway, the Taich is that it's a new thing. So what do you mean Nitcha? If the mother is Nitcha, carbon, and it's not, and it gives birth, you're going to call the Vlad Diyecha? Maybe, because it's Guf Echa, whatever you want to wear.
Right.
Over here.
But this is certainly Guf Echa, this is the same twig. It's the same twig. The question is, if this Tamra, when this Tamra removes the chasaron of Nikdam Reishai, that only happened on Yom Tov. But when before Yom Tov started, this was a Pasul Hadas. Okay, so let's go. You know what? I'll answer this from the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Chulin, right? About Kisui Hadam. It says like this. The Mishnah says like this. Kisov in Iskala Pater. If you, so again, you shechted an animal, there's a mitzvah, midaraisa, to cover the blood.
You only have kisa dam by chaya or knife.
So I said, you're right, you shechted an animal.
It's a chaya, not an animal.
Okay, you shechted an animal, and you covered the blood, and it's, right, it's pater. Right? And it got, you cover the blood, and it uncovered, it's pater. Milchasis, right? Pater milchasis, you don't have to cover it again. But let's say the wind covered it before you had a chance to cover it, so you never did the mitzvah of kisui hadam. You still have to do kisui.
If it's niskal,
right? You'd only cover it if it's still exposed or it got re-exposed. But if it's already covered over and it's still covered by the wind, then there's no point in covering it, right? We don't put a cover on top of a cover. That's nothing. It's garnish. If it was covered with the wind, right, it has to get uncovered. If it didn't get uncovered, then there's no point in putting dirt down a second time. So they ask, if it was covered and became uncovered, why should you have to cover it again? What do you mean? You had a point that you had a mitzvah on you, and you could not do the mitzvah. The mitzvah was already pushed off. Right? So now you're going to tell me, right? Now you're going to tell me that now that it got uncovered, I got a new mitzvah? My mitzvah was already taken away. It was already nitcha. Hoyel ve'itchi itchi, it was already pushed off. Okay? So v'amar Rav Papa, zayis emeres indichi yisla mitzvah. So Rav Papa says, we see from this Mishnah, that there is no dichi by mitzvah. So we see that even though you had a mitzvah to cover the blood, the wind came and covered it, then the wind came and uncovered it, you get your chiyuv back on because there's no such thing as dichi.
That's very distant. I'm saying that over there, there's a chiyuv. You have blood that's left uncovered. You may have to cover it. I'm saying
right
over here, you want to know if this hadas is a good hadas or not. I'm saying it's different. It's not over there. You have something which you have to. You're left with some problem here. You have to
right. But here you also here now your hadas currently is okay. The same way as your blood was covered.
But you don't need to use it. I'm saying there's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. You don't have to use hadas. You don't have to use it at all.
Oh, so you're foreshadowing. The Gemara is going to talk about that we already were ma'akid this before Yom Tov. That's the problem. So you already determined this is your hadas before Yom Tov. Now you wake up and it was puzzle. It was Nitam Reisha. Now you wake up in the morning and this Tamra came on and now it's kosher. So do we say Yesh Dicha or not? So if I'm a Rapapa, Zoyse Maris ain't Dicha Mitzvah. So Rapapa says this is from this Mishnah that there's no Dicha Mitzvah. So the Rav Papa gufei mi ba'ile. So fine. He says. So Rav Papa says. We see from here that there's no dichri by mitzvahs. So Gemara says like this. The Rav Papa gufei mi ba'ile. We're actually asking on Rav Papa's din itself. Mifshut pashut lei dein dichri etz mitzvahs loyishnol kul loyishnol chumra. When Rav Papa says there's no dichri etz mitzvahs, does that mean that it's pashut dein dichri etz mitzvah? Everyone agrees. Sai lekula and sai lechumra. Everyone agrees. There's no dichri by mitzvahs. Oidilma, or maybe Svukim is Havkale. So, or maybe Rav Papa, when he said, Ein Dichri is a mitzvah, he was saying that there's a tzad Ein Dichri is a mitzvah, and therefore I tell you, go ahead and do it anyway. Do it again. L'chumra, Amina, do l'chumra. But l'kula, I wouldn't say. Because he doesn't, not push at him.
It's not so push, because he makes a bracha. With the skalsa ruach.
Yeah.
So does he make a bracha?
Does he make a bracha, according to Rav Papa, or not?
According to Gemara, the Svukim is Havkale.
Yeah.
Unless you say, because since it's chayiv, the mechayiv, does it mean do the kisya again? So you can make a bracha.
Right. So would you make a bracha or not? So the first question is whether the Gemara knows what the proper holds you make a bracha or not. I think if the Gemara knew that Rav Papa didn't make a bracha, then I think they would answer this one way or the other. If he said you don't make a bracha, you say you're only doing the Safek. If you do make a bracha, then he's saying, then that would be Paisha, the Gemara's teiku here.
Safek bracha slahako is only where it's the Darbana, let's say it's
the
Kisi over here.
Kisi is the Raisa. So you're telling me that you only say Savak brachas lahakal on a bracha on a mitzvah derabanan, but not on a mitzvah on a mitzvah deraisa? You would. So let's say a guy heard shayfer.
No, the reason why you say
Savak brachas
lahakal is because there's chiyuv brachas rabbanan.
Good.
But let's say.
So here, even on a mitzvah deraisa, the chiyuv brachas on derabanan.
Yeah, by benching the chiyuv deraisa, but where else?
Correct. Birchas Torah. Birchas Torah and benching are the two brachas that are deraisa. Right. Those are the only two brachas deraisa. Okay, but so I pashas in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't know whether a papa held you make a bracha or not, because I think that would be pashas the teku. So Gemara blives teku. We don't know if a papa was just saying be machmer that be'etzim he's not sure. But since it's uncovered, cover it again, because maybe ein dichri es mitzvahs, or does a papa know for sure that ein dichri es mitzvahs, and therefore you would still be able to teku lie with the teku. Fine.
What's the kula? They were saying that by hadas, the kula is.
The kula is allowing you to use it.
So maybe a kula is saying, "Don't do the mitzvah." I'm saying, "Why is one?"
Don't do what mitzvah? You're saying, "Don't bring a esrog at all."
You can't do it.
You don't have araminim, so don't do it at all.
That's why is that not a kula? I'm saying, why is yeah?
So
you could borrow someone else's.
Right. But the we're questioning the lumdus, right? Again, we start off. Our question is: you have a lulav that was possible for yontif. It got this timer on yontif, right? So the Gemara says, well, if we know the answer to the Rapapa's question of yesh dichri mitzvahs and dichri es mitzvahs, then I know what's going to be the answer over here, right? So the Gemara says I can answer from Rapapa. So the Gemara says, well, I really can't answer from Rapapa. Maybe Rapapa was only saying l'chumra, right? But l'kula he wouldn't say it. So what would that do to our lulav? That would say that our lulav is Suffolk. It's a Suffolk kasher or not. So we tell you again, if you borrow someone else, we wouldn't let you make a bracha on it. We wouldn't, because we don't know. That's where we're coming out. We thought that we could answer from Papa's Shaila, but basically we're in Matcha the Teretz and say we don't know if your Papa is only saying the Chumra or not, and therefore we don't have an answer for you. Okay, Zakum Araita, yeah? So Leima Ketanoi. So Gemara wants to say that the suffix of whether it's dichur by mitzvahs or not is also machlekes tanoim, because now we said we're mesupik in Rav Papa's din, right? And now we want to say that maybe it's machlekes tanoim. Lemek tanoim, machlekes tanoim. Ovar v'likton pasul. So what happened here? We saw in the Mishnah that if you have more berries, if you have too many berries, then it's pasul. But if you take them off, it becomes kosher again. But you're not allowed to do it on yontif. You can't do it on yontif. So now the bride talks like this. What happens if a guy either didn't know the zalacha or he didn't care, and he did it, and he was ovar v'likta on yontif. He removed some of the berries on yontif. Pasul. Divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar Tzadik says it's pasul. Okay? It's going to be pasul midir rabbana. Okay. L'inu yadas, right? Oh, you're saying Rashi says that it's an Isser Durabbanon to do it. But that it's puzzle.
Because it's Ka'an Tikkun One. So that's only. So since it's not Mlach of the Rai, so over Likdan, it's Rabbanon, so probably it's puzzle. It wouldn't be called a Tikkun, right? So what's it?
So
it's the old Shiloh's Rabbanon tells the two of the same as the Raisa.
But again, but the ones that the The Avar Belikton, the problem with this Hadas is not necessarily only with the Rabbanon. Right?
No.
The problem with this Hadas could be the Raisa.
It's possible the Raisa, but since the Raisa, you could be like it at any time. It's not called it. Only if you can't do it, if you can't be like it, you call it good.
Only if it's impossible, that's okay. Why it's Nidchet?
In other words, let's say
you're saying by the
you have a lulav and all the abominum and separate it from the refrigerator, so you can't tell me it's Nidchet because it's not together, because you can put it together, so it's not Nidchet. So if you could be like it, it's not Nidchet. You're going to tell me Behemoth is Nidchet because it's not the Shechter? We say it's not Nidchet, what's your problem?
Okay, here. Fine. So Rulaz Basad says it's possible. So when the Chacham say it's okay, right? So again, we're trying to answer our Tamra question where it didn't have a Tamra before Yantif, go Tama Am Yantif. So here we're saying that it's very similar to this case where you had too many berries and he removed the berries on Yantif. So before Yantif there were too many berries and now there aren't too many berries. So Avrua, we thought, the Kuli Alma, Lulav, Ein Tzarech Eged. We thought that everyone agrees the lulav does not need eged. Okay? This is the one we had ready back on Yud Aleph Mabez. Does lulav need eged or not? Okay? So, imtim so loymar tzarech eged, loyalfin misukka. And on the tzad that you would need eged, then we're not going to learn lulav misukka. What's the lunar of lulav misukka? Gemara says, dechsivba, it says by sukka, taseh, v'leimen osi. By sukka, it says, chakasus taseh l'chashavas yomim. You have to make a sukka for 7 days. So it has to be taseh, v'leimen osi. You can't have a sukkah made on its own. My lab hakam iflagi. So what's the machlokes? Rulaz Rav Tzadik and the chachamim. What's the machlokes? Rulaz Rav Tzadik and the chachamim. Demand the puzzle. So of our minon yesh dichu etzel mitzvahs. The one that holds its puzzle says yesh dichu etzel mitzvahs. Demand the machshir shavu leimun yesh dichu etzel mitzvahs. And the chachamim that say that it's okay, say that it's a kosher hadas. They say we don't say there's dichu etzel mitzvahs. Okay? So therefore, that would be our machlokes here also. We would say that the Chachamim would say, the Chachamim would agree that it's not okay. Right? The Chachamim would agree, the Chachamim would agree with the Chachamim would say that it's okay, and the Rav Tzadik would say it's not okay. It's not kosher. Fine. So Gemara Loi. No. I don't agree to that machlokes. The Kuli Alma Loi Aminon Yesh Dichos Mitzvahs. Everyone agrees. We don't say Yesh Dichos Mitzvahs. The only question is whether we learn Tasav Lanosli by Lulav or not. Mar Savar Yafinu Lulav Misuka. That Rosh Batzadik says you learn Lulav from Sukkah and therefore there's a soul of Tasav Lanosli. Here, when you were Ma'agid your Lulav before Yantif, the Hadas that you included was possible. So therefore, even though it gets better on Yantif, it's not going to help it because it's Tasav Lemanosui. It became better on its own. It's Tasav Lemanosui. It's like having your sukkah and someone else came and you made your sukkah with Mechubel Karka. And then someone else came along on sukkahs and cut the stack off. It's Tasav Lemanosui. So that same thing over here. For Rabbanon and Marsavar and the Rabbanon will hold, they have been learning sukkah. We don't learn from sukkah. We have a soul of Tasav Lemanosui by sukkah, but no one ever said Tasav Lemanosui by a lulav. So that's the first tarets. Yibai Seima, second tarets. Isvir Allah Lulav Tzarech Eged, the Kuli Amal Yafino Lulav Misukkah. If you hold that Lulav needs Eged, everyone agrees that you do learn Lulav from Sukkah. Vachab Lulav Tzarech Eged, Kmefiliki. So this is the same thing. Because that was saying, everyone said, in the first tarets, we're saying everyone held Lulav Tzarech Eged. And now we're saying, the Machlaikis, everyone says, if you held Eged, it's Hasal Manasi. But the Machlaikis is whether we say Lulav Tzarech Eged or not. Everyone learns lulav from sukkah. We have a problem. Tasav manasi. Here's machlokes is does lulav in the eged or not? Uplukta tanatanoim. Machlokes tanoim. The tanya we had back in the early mesechta. Lulav bein agud kosher. The lulav is kosher whether it's agud or not. Rehuda imer agud kosher and agud puzzle. Rehuda says it needs to be agud. Right. So my time of Rabbi Yehuda. So we said okay. Why does Rabbi Yehuda, this we never spoke about, why does Rabbi Yehuda say Lulav Tzarech Eged? So as we learn from my time of Rabbi Yehuda, Yolav Lakich Lakicha Mi Agudas Ezev. He learns Lakich Lakicha from the Agudas Ezev. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Legabe lulav lulkachtam lecham emrisha. You should take it on the first day. It says the lashon lekicha. Uchsiv hasim says by avudas kezayv.
And
I'll do the part together. Right. Agudas, it means a bundle. And it's talking about the Karm Pesach, the first Karm Pesach in Mitzrayim. There it was talking about that you made it into a bundle. Afkan Aguda. So too by Lulav, when it says Lukachtam, it says that means to be a bundle. Rabbanon never had such Xer Shava. You can't be Goy's Xer Shava Me'atzma. So you either have it or you don't. Now the Chum didn't have it. Fine. So,
they had the different lekicha. In other words, the Kabbalah was not the word, but you don't know which,
right.
Which one of the words.
Right. Fine. Who learned this brisa? Lulav mitzvah lo igdar. Lulav, it's a mitzvah to bind it. If you don't bind it, it's kosher. So mani. So Irab Yehuda ki loy agdo am I kosher? Yehuda says you need eged. Then why is it kosher? Why is they saying, oh, it's a bonus, right? Let's chatchila, you should do it, but if not, you're okay. Yehuda says agudo lutzarich eged im dievet. Irabanon my mitzvah kavod. The Rabbanon, they don't have the gzera shav at all. Why should I do eged at all? It's not helping anything. What's the point? So my answer is loyel mitzvah Rabbanon. Really is the Rabbanon. So either Rabbanon don't hold of the gzera shava. So what's the point? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Mishom Zakeh Levan Beyo. It says, Lamaisa, it looks nice if you do this way. So that's why we do it. Fine.
Zakeh Levan Beyo is only on a mitzvah, right? You can't say Zakeh Levan Beyo on a...
Yeah.
So
Zakeh Levan Beyo is a modification on the way you're doing your mitzvah, right? If you have tzitzis, make them nice tzitzis. If you have tefillin, make them nice tefillin. It's a modification on the mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself.
Okay, you use it.